I'm a really tough critic. I'm probably the toughest of all. I don't think anything's funny. So if it makes me laugh, then I know that it's got to be really good. It's got to be really funny. So this script just, it's really just hysterical, and I could see Will doing this, and that's really what appealed to me. Women just really weren't invited into that forum so much back then. I mean, that's when you had women like Jessica Savage and Barbara Walters kind of coming out of this, who were, they were so huge and so embraced because they were really the first women who were on-air anchors and who were journalists who were powerful. She's instantly attracted to him and instantly attracted to his power. I mean, this is something that she wants. She wants power. She wants that respect. She wants to be the one who commands that attention when they walk into a room. And the fact that his dreams are the same dreams as hers, you know, she can relate to that. She understands that. So immediately there's an animal magnetism between the two of them that I'm sure she denies because she's trying to get ahead in this world and doesn't want to have to, you know, fall into her femininity too much.
1001. 1002.
Mr. Burgundy.
1003.
Helen said that you needed to see me.
Oh, Miss Corningstone. I wasn't expecting company. Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
Well, you asked me to come by, sir.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Oh, it's a deep burn. Oh, it's so deep. Oh, I could barely lift my right arm because I did so many. I don't know if you heard me counting. I did over 1,000. You have your ubulus muscle that connects to the upper dorsalis. It's boring, but it's part of my life. I'm just going to grab this shirt if you don't mind. Just watch out for the guns. They'll get you.
You are pathetic. This has to be the feeblest pickup attempt that I have ever encountered. You know, I expected it from the rest of them, Mr. Burgundy, but not from you.